please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word, a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path, what is worthful of hiding my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the sacred kingdom that stands, one Savior, crucified, raised and coming again, for life and liberty to all believers. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. All right, we're going to get off the prayer list. Okay, Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith, Linda Johnson family, Zane Hudson, Carol Buff, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brainerd, Geraldine Schrantz, Gladys Keehan, Dallas Keehan, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy Buff, Jeremy Johnson family, Frank and Luann family, Larry Burnson family, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Heatherly Mills, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jan Ebel, Bill Gisbay, Devin Potheat, Mark Thomas, Morgan Little, Rosa, Wanda Dellinger, Lucy Chapman, Clay, Ernie Buff, Matthew Morgan and family, Salvador, Teresa Smith, Michael Pooty, Miss Barger, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, little girl at Johnny Kicks' church, Cindy and Rachel Hale, the Cogley family, and Miss Russell. Does anybody got anything needs to be added to the list?
That's
making
a buzz.
What this is?
Something speaking.
Oh, okay. Now you got it to the right. Is that better? No.
I'll figure it out.
It's probably that speaker over there. Alright. I can bait you. I'll figure it out after church and fix it. Okay. Does anybody have anything on your heart this morning?
Well, yes, the church is afraid that our God is coming.
Okay, remember that. Go ahead, Ms. Wilson.
I just wanted to say, Lord, for saving me, thanking Him for allowing me to be in this house. Just keep in prayer for Don Salvador. He's getting better, but there's no other way there.
Okay.
But he asked me this morning before I leave, he came to my house to tell me. The priest is telling the church to thank you for being praying for him.
Okay.
Just pray for my family in Honduras. And just keep in praying for me.
Anyone else?
Let's thank the Lord for saving me. Always hearing our prayers.
Thank you for the prayers for Christy.
Okay.
She's starting to look better. She's having a problem. Still, you got feeling bad. So, she actually felt good enough. She went with me yesterday to get groceries. And she was wore out by the time she got back. I guess all that walking through that grocery store kind of took a toll on her. But things, she had her stress test done this week, and they seen some things, but there's things they think they can take care of. And now I guess the next thing will be to do that upper GI. So let's just pray for her that they get all this stuff figured out and fixed. I'm gonna be be honest with you, I'm putting my, most of my faith in the Lord. Doctors have medicines and they have teachings, and but God's the designer and He's the one who can fix it.
Amen.
Amen. You know, we've got a story in the Bible where a lady had an issue of blood for 12 years. Mm-hmm. And she spent all that she had on doctors. But she just got down and crawled through a crowd and touched the hem of the garment of Jesus. And she was healed immediately. Mm-hmm. But we've got to have faith in the Lord. Doctors don't know what they know without God revealing to them what they know.
Yes.
But like I said, my faith's in the Lord, and I know that He can heal her and help her. Anyone else this morning? Okay, if not, all Ken Willis come and pray. Whether it be one of salvation, or health, or financial. Lord, whatever the problem may be in their life, Lord, we just pray, God, that You just reach down Your mighty hand of mercy upon them. Lord, we pray, God, this morning for our church, Lord, that You bless them. God, that You'd be with us here this morning. That the Holy Spirit of God would have His will and way here this morning and everything is done. We pray, God, that You will strengthen the souls of the ones that are here, Lord, that they'll be fed with the good word of Your truth this morning before they leave. Lord, that they will come here empty and leave full. We pray, God, that You'd give each and every one of us an surety in our lives, Lord, that You're there and You're able to take care of whatever the problems may need. It might seem that it takes a long time, Lord. I've been praying for my wife, and God, I mean, there's been prayers from churches from this county on up into the mountains, Lord, that's prayed for her. Lord, I just pray, God, that You would give me the patience to wait on You, Lord, to understand that things are done in Your time and not mine. That God, I can see the strength that's coming back into her body. But Lord, she still feels bad. I know, Lord, that Your hand is there, that You're touching, that You're there, that You're helping her. And Lord, I just pray, God, that You would take the souls that are here this morning and show them in their life that whatever their problems may be, or whatever issues they might have, that You're in control, and that You're there, and You're working in Your time. Sometimes, Lord, we get impatient. We want things done now, and we don't understand why they're not done now. But God, we do believe and have faith and trust in You that in Your time, everything will be took care of in a way that it needs to be done. And Lord, we just pray, God, Your blessings upon our nation. Lord, we live in a wicked time, and a time when people are just mean and evil, and the devil is just raging through our country and our world. Lord, we just pray, God, that You will touch each and every one of us that believe and help us through this time. Lord, we're living in a days when it just seems like the devil is just wide open. And He is, Lord. I know He is. But God, we just pray, Lord, that You give us the faith and the strength to stand. To not be afraid of what we're living in. But to look at it boldly and say, I trust God. And I'm going to go on for His glory and His honor, no matter what. Lord's prayer to give us that strength. And God, we pray, Lord, this morning for those ones, that our loved ones, that should be here this morning, that it's not. God, we pray, Lord, that you'd help them in their time of need. We pray for Sister Debbie. Lord, she has times when it's just all she can do to just move, but along, get out of the way. Lord, we pray for Sister Geraldine. God, that she's there. That she would love to be in the house of God, but sometimes it just ain't able. Lord, pray this morning for, you know, these others, Ken and CJ. God, wherever they might be this morning, God, that you would be there with them. And Lord, we do pray for Ken there in that home. Lord, that you would send good preachers there to preach to those folks and feed them. God, we just pray, Lord, that the ones that are there that takes care of him will take care of him in the way that it needs to be done. Lord, we just thank you, God, for all your grace and mercy. Lord, we pray for this upcoming week to keep each and one of us as we go into this world safe. And God, that you be with us and protect us. In Jesus' name, we only pray. Amen. You know, I'd like to be in the choir. There's plenty of room.
This is me new.
Come on. I said,
yeah, I did too. She didn't know. But...
Page 24. That way it'll exercise your arm and put them pages back in. You got one back there, baby? Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to make sure that you got your book back there. At least you sang in the choir. I mean, a congregation.
From there.
Yeah, from there. Sunshine this morning, make that grass green. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Through my disappointment, striving, discontentment, I cast my every care on the Lord. No matter what obsession, pain or deep depression, I'm standing on the solid rock. I'm standing on the rock of ages, saved from all the storms that rages, reached but not from Satan's wages. I'm standing on the solid rock. Even though he's gone now, I don't feel alone now. Comes the Spirit of the Lord. Now with His Word to guide me, from temptations hide me, I'm standing on the solid rock. I'm standing on the rock of ages, saved
own word. I'm trusting in my Savior day by day. And close to our relation, firm is his salvation. So on this solid rock I'll stay. I'm standing on the rock of ages, safe from all the storm that rages, rage, but not from Satan's waging, and standing on the solid rock.
All right, let's see if I can remember how this one goes. Let's look at page 35. That one looks upside down.
Sweetly and free, when I look down from
From lofty mountain grander, I hear the groove, I feel the gentle breeze. They sing my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. They sing my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think they got his own despairing, sent to die, scared can take him down the cross, my morning bloody bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. This is my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. This is my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. Shadow my acclamation and take me home. What joy shall be my heart? Then I'll shall bow in humble adoration and then proclaim how great the heart. This is my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, this is my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Shower, so blessing. This is the promise of love. There shower beams of refreshing sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drop from us of falling. For the showers we bleed. The showers, so blessing. Precious reviving again. Over the hills of the valley. Sounds of the bombs and the rain. Showers, so blessing. Showers, so blessing we plead. Mercy that run also falling, for the showers we bleed. Showers, so blessing, sending upon us from the Lord. Grant to us now and refreshing, can now honor the world. Showers, so blessing. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy that grant us our falling, for the showers we bleed. Showers, so blessing. Oh, that today them all fall. Now as a God we are confessing. Now as the Jesus we call. Showers of blessing we need. run at them falling, for the showers we bleed. Softly and tender as Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the battles they waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. You who are weary, come home. On the tender that Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. Watch, oh, we darting when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me. Watch if we linger and hear on his mercy, mercy for you and for me. Come home, come home. You who are weary, come home. All and the tender as Jesus is calling, calling no sinner. Passing for you and for me. Shadows are killing, the beggars are coming, coming for you and for me. Come home, come home. You who are weary, come home. Or let me tender as Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. Oh, for the wonderful law he has promised, promised for you and for me. That with the sinner his mercy has pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home.
Is that what?
miles away. And it's here I have honest driving. I have tried all his will to obey with a shame. All the direction of heaven, when I go, then I smile away. When I go, then I smile away. I will read at the close of the day, and I know there you
back at the house of the Lord this morning.
You cut that mic off, appreciate it.
Oh,
that new one.
No, I cut it off. I'm glad you said something because I need it for the right phone. All right. We're going to be in the book of Jude. We're going to do the whole book.
Okay.
The whole chapter. Second to the last book in the Bible. See, when this book was written, it don't tell a lot of the books in the beginning. It'll tell you what year it was written in, but we know it was way back then. Mm-hmm. And if the book of Jude, I believe, it really, truly describing our times. The time that we live in, it is really describing. I'm going to ask the preacher how to be with you to pray for us, and then I'm going to start reading the first one.
Lord, we just thank you for your precious word. Lord, we just thank you that we can trust in it, depend on it, Lord, and just our life depends on it. Lord, we just thank you. Pray you'd come and honor your word, Lord, that you just touch our hearts, Lord, move in our lives, help us get our minds on you, fill the preacher in the morning, use him for your glory. Jesus will be glorified.
You may be seated. I'm going to start reading verse 1, and verse 1 basically just tells us who Jude is. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ, and called. Mercy unto you, and peace and love, and be multiplied. You know, that right there, verse 2, has got a lot of meaning in it. You know, I'd like to think that each and every day, that as a Christian, I multiply every day. In love, in peace, in mercy. You know, we look for God's mercy, but, you know, sometimes, folks, that mercy thing, where that's a two-way street. You know, we want God to have mercy on us, but do we have mercy on anyone else? We want God to give us peace, but do we give peace to someone else? We want God to have love on us, but do we have love for someone else? Amen? I think that's a good scripture there. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation. And you say, preacher, what is this salvation? Salvation is what you obtain when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior.
Amen.
The word salvation, saved, to be saved. To be took away from something that can be harmful. When I look at the fact that I am saved, I look at the fact that I will never, ever have to worry about hell as being my home. When I see that word salvation, that's the one thing it means to me, is that God has gave His darling Son as a sacrifice to me, to keep me from having to call hell my home. That's what salvation is to me. It's to, you know, be saved from that place. And, you know, it has a fringe benefit. We all know what them fringe benefits are. We like them at work, you know, insurance and vacations and stuff like that. But I'm going to tell you something. Salvation has a fringe benefit. Not only are you being spared from hell, but glory to God, you're going to receive the glories of going to heaven.
Amen.
Salvation has a lot. And, you know, I know Jude here is calling this common salvation. But, you know, my salvation to me is not common. It is fantastic. It is wonderful. It is a thing to me that is precious. You know, they look at gold and silver and rubies and emeralds being precious things. The most precious thing I got is my salvation.
Amen.
Amen. It was needful for me to write unto you and to exalt you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which is once delivered unto the saints. Now, faith is another word, folks, that is important. If we don't have faith, we don't have nothing. And I'm going to read you the definition of the word faith directly from the Bible. It's found in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, for the evidence of things not seen. Faith, hoping for things. And, you know, hoping without having to see proof. You know, we are a world that we got. I mean, we're living in a generation. If I don't see it, I don't believe it. Faith is one of those words, glory to God, that is exactly that. You're hoping. You're trusting in a God that you have not seen, but only faith. It touches your life each and every day. That faith to believe in something that you can't see. The very air that you're breathing, you can't see it. But it's there. And God's graciously given it to you. You can't see that air. But I'll tell you what, go ask my wife what happens when you don't get it. Amen. Faith, folks. Keeping the faith. Trusting in that. I have faith to believe that the Lord's going to heal my life.
Amen.
I've got all the faith in the world. Do I worry? Yes, I do. Do I have concerns? Yes, I do. Because this old feeble body, this old dirt, this old flesh, it has a problem sometimes with trusting. But there's something that's living down on the inside of me that I have all faith in, that I trust wholeheartedly. And no matter how long it takes, I know. Because I know Him. And I know He's a loving God. And sometimes we just, you know, sometimes we just don't really understand. I'm going to read you something out of this song book. If I can find it right quick. Yeah, I mean, it just hit me. That, you know, just in the example of just, you know, wanting someone to be healed or a thing to happen in our life. Listen to the first verse of this song. A loved one knew he had reached the end of life's journey, but he had been holding to God's hands a long, long time. And as I knelt beside his bed, my heart was thrilled at what he said. If I go, or if I stay, victory is mine.
Amen.
And I said, I know without doubt that my wife is going to be healed. I know that because she's either going to be healed on this side or the other. Amen. She's not going to suffer forever. Amen?
Amen.
All right. In the same case, maybe in your life, whatever's happening, you know, each and every one of us, we have things in our lives. It's just not me. All of us in here, we have things in our life that we wish that, and we pray for that God will take care of. In a matter of time, He will. Mm-hmm. But we've got to realize it's His time and what He does in that time. He's working. He's working on things right now. He's working to take care of whatever our needs might be. For there were there are certain men corrupt, unaware of who before of all ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turn the grace of God into lascivious and denying the holy Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Folks, now this is kind of where we want to get into, as in our world today. There's all, the devil is on a rampage. He is working hard to destroy, to seek out, destroy whoever he can. He don't care who you are. He don't care if you're God's children or his children. It doesn't matter. He is going to seek out. Jesus told Peter, said, the devil wants to seek you as weak. The devil is a great deceiver. And he can take even people that we have worshiped with in churches. And he can take those people. And he can deceive them to work a great work against them, even the church. The devil is to go out and seek and destroy. And that's what he does. To steal, kill, whatever he may do, need to do, he will. He can even get the very elect of God to deny Jesus. To think about something. You remember Peter over? When they took Jesus in the garden, what did Peter do? Well, he brought out a sword and he cut one of his ear off. No, Lord, I will not deny you. And what did Jesus tell Peter? This night will you deny me three times. And what happened? Before Before the rooster crew, Peter denied Jesus three times there that night. Mm-hmm. One of Jesus' own apostles, matter of fact, one of the first that he chose. But then we find in the book of Acts, there's Peter on the day of Pentecost. What is he doing? He's preaching Jesus Christ crucified. Because we did get weak. We did fall short. You look at the distance of time that went between our Peter crying because he denied the Lord three times and the time that he was standing there at the day of Pentecost and thousands got saved under one message that Peter preached. Glory to God. Ain't it great? The Lord that we serve. But folks, we've got to get in our minds our timetable and God's timetable is not the same. And sure, we're going to have to bear things in this life. Just like Jesus did. Jesus didn't live in no palace. He didn't have service bringing him bread. Matter of fact, one of the things that he said, the foxes have holes and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man have no place to lay his head. He's talking about himself, that he was homeless. What a great God. And I'm going to stop right there. And we will pick up tonight in verse number 5. And please come. come and listen, because there is things in this book that will help us, all of us. No matter whether you got a sick loved one or one that you're missing from your family, God is there and He cares. He's on the job, folks. He ain't leaning behind. He is there. You might have to deal with sickness with a loved one for years. And again, that loved one that you cared so much for is going on to be with the Lord. We're still here. But one of these days, Lord, God, hallelujah, we're going to be. You know, I'm not complaining. You know, I preached the other day about my little brother. You know, how he left at 3 months old. You know what? My mom and dad's gone on, but they're still there with a son. Amen?
Amen.
They're there with Scott. And as far as the siblings, I'm the only one who remembers him. Teresa was too young. She was only 2 when he died. She don't remember him. I do. Steve was, you know, born after. The only thing he knows is a picture that I got. But Mom and Daddy's there with him. Now, instead of waiting to go be with that one, they're waiting on the other two sons and a daughter to come and join them. And one day we'll be there. Amen. There's one thing about that salvation thing, folks. The circle ain't going to be unbroken. As long as them loved ones accepting Jesus Christ as their Savior, we're all going to be together again there in glory. To live forever. There is no end. You know, we look at this word, everlasting life, we don't realize that that's forever. Ever. I mean, that's the way it was intended to be here. But then that devil come along and what did what? Deceived Adam and Eve. And it brought death. If he would have never partaken of that fruit, if Adam had never took of that fruit, if no man would have ever took of that fruit, we will all live here forever and ever and ever and never died. But because of sin, death entered into the man. In the man's life and interrupt you. But God made a way. And that way is Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we'll pick up tonight. And we're going to go all the way through this whole chapter of Jude, the whole book. If it takes on up into Wednesday or even next Sunday. Amen. All right. Richard, thank you, pray for us. Size on my trailer really high.
Oh, gotcha.
here sometime like a while.
Jeremy?
Yes, sir.
Glad to see you come back. Glad to be with us.
Glad to be back.
Trying to figure out what I say.
Yeah, that opens.
Trying to figure out what I say.
It only opens when we bring in coffins.
Trying to figure out what I was telling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Got it, I got it now.
That's fine, you're great. If you need to go downstairs, we'll run it back from under the fire lock. Listen, you want to be by. I don't want to be at home at all.
Put that thing on your head. Just don't walk into a wall.